Part 4. Directions. You will hear some short talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each short talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
My parents are originally from Florida, but they moved to California 13 years ago. We live in San Francisco. My father loves California, but my mother still prefers Florida. All of her relatives are still there, and she worries about my grandmother, who is getting old. She'd like to be able to take care of her. She wants to move back to Florida in about 2 years, after I graduate from university. I'll probably stay here. Florida no longer feels like home.
Number 71. How long have the speaker's parents lived in California? Number 72. Where does the speaker's mother want to live? Number 73. Where does the speaker want to live after graduation? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
May I have your attention, please? For the next 20 minutes, we will be having a sale on dress shirts for men at 20% off the original price. All wool and silk ties are 20% off as well. In our shoe department, women's leather boots are half price. His and hers overalls are an incredible 40% off. These savings won't last, so please hurry. I'm sorry to have to tell you that these offers are valid for only one purchase of each item per customer. This is to allow more of our customers the opportunity to purchase our quality goods at extra low prices. Thank you for your cooperation.
Number 74. Where is this announcement taking place? Number 75. What items are not on sale? Number 76. How many of each item can one customer buy? Question 77 through 79 refer to the following notice.
Due to the extremely cold temperatures, all public schools will be closing early this afternoon. This is to allow all students who live outside of town to arrive home safely before dark. Buses will begin running 1 hour earlier at 2 p.m. instead of their usual 3 p.m. time. Parents of students who live in town may pick up their children anytime after 2 p.m. There will be special activities from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the gym for those students who do not go home early. We will keep this policy in force tomorrow as well. We will review the situation Wednesday morning. Please contact the school office if you have any questions.
Number 77. What time do the buses usually start running? Number 78. Why is the school closing early? Number 79. What day is this announcement taking place? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement. From the banks of the Red River comes an ancient secret to better health. The native peoples of the area have always known the dramatic cleansing effects of dried grapes on the digestive tract. This health-giving food has kept them youthful-looking and healthy for centuries. The same benefits are available today with Raisin X. Produced using only the finest quality fruit, Raisin X has concentrated cleansing power. Available in a liquid or easy-to-chew tablets. One spoonful or one tablet twice a day is all you need to experience the full benefits of Raisin X. For a limited time, buy 2 months' supply of Raisin X and get 1 month absolutely free. Number 80. What is the benefit of dried grapes on the digestive tract? Number 81. How can a person take Raisin X? Number 82. How long have people been using dried grapes? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following message.
Thank you for calling the Blue Sky Agency. It is always our pleasure to serve you. Unfortunately, all our agents are busy at this time. We apologize for making you wait. For this month's tour specials, press 1. For ticketing information, please press 2. Press 3 to hear our location and business hours. Callers wishing to inquire about air mileage, please press 4. If you wish to speak to an agent, please hold the line and your call will be taken shortly. Thank you again for calling. One of our agents will be with you shortly. Have a nice day.
Number 83. What is the Blue Sky Agency? Number 84. What should a caller do to find out when the agency closes? Number 85. Why does the caller have to listen to this message? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following introduction. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's speaker is best-selling author and professional skateboarder Rick Simonson. He might not be a familiar face to most of you, but Mr. Simonson's book, Kick the Spit, has motivated thousands of people from all walks of life to quit chewing tobacco. He himself gave up chewing tobacco 5 years ago, after 15 years of addiction. He just completed a month-long tour of the professional baseball spring training camps in Florida, encouraging young athletes not to develop harmful habits. Tonight, Mr. Simonson is here to share his strategies for dealing with addictive behavior and building overall strength. His ideas can be applied for all sorts of habits, including smoking and drinking. Let's give a big hand for Rick Simonson! Number 86. What is Mr. Simonson's book about? Number 87. What kind of people most recently heard Mr. Simonson speak? Number 88. How long did Mr. Simonson chew tobacco? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, please. This is a special announcement for all Oak Park Sports Club members. We would like to inform you that our indoor basketball courts will be closed for repairs on Tuesday. This is to perform necessary maintenance work. They will be open again on Friday morning with a new improved surface and new nets. Until then, please feel free to use the outdoor courts. Bookings are not necessary for the outdoor courts. Also, the volleyball tournament scheduled for this week has been moved to Oak Park High School Gym. The times and dates remain the same. Call our office for more information. Thank you.
Number 89. How long will the indoor basketball courts be closed? Number 90. Where can members play basketball on Tuesday? Number 91. How can members find out about the volleyball tournament? Go on to the next page. Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following phone message. Hello, Mike. This is Dr. Luther from the physics department. I wonder if you could give me a call when you get home. We need you to return the equipment that you borrowed from the lab last week. Another student needs it to perform an experiment in an important exam on Wednesday, and we need to check that everything is in perfect condition. Please drop it off at the office tomorrow morning. Also, a large number of knobs and dials are missing from the parts room. If you know anything about this, please call me at home. My number is 344-7979. Thank you. I'll be at home all evening. Don't worry about the time, even if it is past midnight. I will be staying up all night to work on my new book. Number 92. Where did Mike take the equipment from? Number 93. Where should Mike bring the equipment? Number 94. Before what time should Mike call Dr. Luther? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be arriving at Graceland in just a few minutes. When you get off the bus, please proceed immediately to ticket gate number 4 and wait for your tour guide, Mr. Murray. He will accompany you on your tour of the estate. Mr. Murray is very knowledgeable about Graceland and will share some very interesting facts and information with you. Do not leave any valuables on the bus. If you wish to leave anything behind, please inform the driver, and he will put it in the cargo area underneath. The bus will be leaving at 6 p.m. Please be back in the loading area no later than 5:45 to assure a prompt departure. Thank you, and enjoy Graceland.
Number 95. What should the passengers do when they get off the bus? Number 96. Where can valuables be kept? Number 97. When should the passengers be back at the bus? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following order.
Yes, I'd like to have 10 balloons delivered to Charlie's International School. They are for Matt and Elle on the 6th floor, room 2. The note should read, "Congratulations on your engagement," from all of us here at Daylim Motors. The school closes at 5:30 p.m., so I'd like them delivered this afternoon by 4 p.m. if possible. My name? Yes, it's Tracy Kim. My credit card number is 1-889-340-34527. The expiry date is October 2005, and that's a Visa card. Oh, could you make 5 of the balloons red and 5 of them silver? I think that would look nice. Thank you.
Number 98. What are the balloons in honor of? Number 99. What time should the balloons arrive? Number 100. What does Tracy Kim probably do? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book.